Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin at the second line from the top, the beginning of the Gemara. We refer back to the Mishnah, where we had all these malos, all these chumros, these aspects of chumr, applicable to kachim, and not by truma. The first one of which was madbilin kelim besech kelim letruma v'lo lekodesh. You may stack one kli inside the other and do tefillah in that manner. If it is for truma use, you can't do so for karbonos use. Asks the Gemara why. Bekodesh my time eloi, what's wrong with stacking in preparation for tefillah for kodesh? Amar b'ila, because of chatzitza concerns. It's because the upper kli, the inner kli, is weighing down on the outer kli and presents a barrier. Doesn't allow the water to get in between the kelim. Asks the Gemara, is this a chatzitza-based concern? But if you take a look at the next part of the Mishnah, we already have an element of chatzitza. We speak about tying, untying. That's a chatzitza concern. Apparently, reisha lav mishum chatzitza. The first halacha, the one that we just mentioned, kli b'techli, is not chatzitza related. Why else would you need two examples of chatzitza concerns? The ketani sefer, the mission continues, v'loi kemidas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma. Kodesh has higher standards than truma. Shebe kodesh matur man givu matpul. When it comes to kachem use, have to untie, dry, and then be matpul. V'achach kosher, and after tefillah retied, ube truma, however by truma, we're not concerned about that. We assume the water gets through. Kosher. V'achach matpul, you can even tie it and then be tevel it. So we already discussed a chatzitza-related concern. Why the repetition? Says Rashi, directly off to the right. Gemara, shekveda shel kli chaitzit. This is Rav Ilo's pshat. There's a chatzitza concern. Kveda shel kli ha-primi ha-mach b'dal ha-chitzin shumunach b'soich ha-chaitzit. B'fnei ha-mayim. Ve'en tvila oyla, loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. Elu kaman parach yachi afilo tru menami. So according to Rav Ilo, there's a chatzitza concern. The kli is weighing down. It doesn't allow the water to get between the kelim. You can't be tevel either kli if it's not completely surrounded with water. And that the Gemara asked, we have another example of a mala mentioned the sefer, which is chatzitza based. Apparently, reisha lav mishum chatzitza. It can't be that the reisha is also discussing a chatzitza based concern. You know why? Says Rashi. Because if both chumris are chatzitza related, why can't the mission just give us one? Lashminan degabe kodesh. Call the dummy the chatzitza poisel boy. Ubetruma le posel chatzitza gmur de reise. The mission is just trying to tell us that when it comes to kachem, anything that resembles a chatzitza, something tied, something stacked, doesn't work. But by truma, that's okay. Unless it's a proper chatzitza, it's fine. If that's the message of the Mishnah, listen to Chadim Minayi. All you need is one example. One example suffices. Why the repetition and the redundancy? Answers the Gemara. Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza. Indeed, we have two examples of chatzitza. Utsrich, and they're both needed. Each one sends a different message. Di Ashmin and Reisha. If only from the first case of Kli b'techli, Havamina would say, over there there's real concern. You know why that doesn't work for kachem? Because the inner kli weighs down, it doesn't allow water through. Avol sefer, when we speak about something tied, the lack of kveda shel kli, you don't have that weighing down element. It's just tied up. Perhaps even for kachem, there wouldn't pose a concern. The water just get through the knot. I wouldn't consider it as important, as serious as the first case. V'yashmin and sefer, if only from the sefer. Had we only mentioned the second halach of the kasher, Havimina would say, you know why? Hainu time with the lekodesh loy. You know why it can't suffice for kasher? Mishum the kitra b'maya, a knot in water, ahaduki minada, gets even firmer and stiffer and blocks out the water. Aval reisha, when it comes to a kli b'teich kli, the maya kfuya makfule, perhaps the water just separates, actually floats it up. Akfuya makfule lamana. So perhaps over there, eimul kodesh namela v'chatzitza, perhaps even for kachim there's a chatzitza concern. Tzricha, that's why we need both cases. Each one contains a separate chidush. So according to Rabbi Ila, we have two examples of chatzitza in the Mishnah. Therefore, says Dimar Rabbi Ila Tamer, Rabbi Ila is in line with his shita. Dimar Rabbi Ila, Amar Chanina Papa, Eser Malos Shanu Kan. Really, only 10 chumrays in the Mishnah. What do you mean? We have 11. If you count them down, we have 11. So how do you get to 10? Because two of those 11 are based on the same precept of chatzitza. So in effect, it's only 10. And he splits them down the line, 5 and 5. Chamesh Rishon is the first five ma'alos in the Mishnah apply to Kodesh and that chulin that we discussed yesterday. Bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulin shenas v'taras ha-kodesh. Whether it's really kachem or even chulin that were treated and looked after like karbonis. We had this yesterday. This fellow was extra careful with his chulin. He wants to practice the standards of karbonis so that he's in the habit of looking after things properly. So when it gets to a carbon, he's safe. So in any case, that is treated like a kachem. So the first five halachas in the Mishnah apply to both items. Achronus, the last five, lekodesh, only applies to kachem mamish. Avoloi lechulin shenas al taras hakodesh, but not to chulin which was treated like kodesh. You know why? My time, what's the difference? Chamish kamaisa, because the first five, the islu dror the tumud mudei raisa. Since they contain some element that relates to Tumah D'Oraisa, we're going to see it Pshat and Rashi soon. Gozbu Rabbanan, therefore, Chum saw fit to apply a gzera, to apply it to both types, Bein L'Kodesh, whether to Kach and Mamish, or Bein L'Chulin Shnas V'Taras HaKodesh, even to that item as well, because these are more serious concerns, as opposed to Basrais, the last five, which are strictly the Rabbanon, the Lesbu, Drora, the Tumah D'Oraisa, they don't really have any association. Drora means an association. They don't relate at all to Tumah D'Oraisa. They're strictly rabbinic concerns. So therefore, Chachamim were not so concerned. Gozbu, Rabbanon, the Kodesh. Chacham only apply it to real Kodeshim. But the Chul, the Shanas, what are the Kodesh? Like Gozbu, Rabbanon, but when it comes to Chul that was looked after and treated like Kodeshim, Chacham did not apply these concerns. Oh, let's go over to Rashi, who will go through the entire list and explain to us why is it that the first five are more serious than the last five. Okay, let's perhaps start from the top, second line to the top. Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Ila d'uki tam the reshim shem chatzitz. So Rabbi Ila, who explained that kli b'teich kli is a chatzitz-related concern, l'tameh, he follows his track, the Omer Esa Malo Shanu Kan, it's a total of 10 chumras in the mission. Elu shebein truma l'kodesh, the chumras that apply to kodesh, not to truma. 10, it's 11. V'anan yud alef t'nan be, ella hani tarte d'chatay mechosh l'kechad, because these two, kli b'teich kli and the not situation, they're all really one concern, chatzitza, they count as one. And he tells us the first five in the Mishnah apply to Chulin and Kachin. Bein the Chulin, Shinaso Taras HaKodesh. Afeinis Alu, Yeser Min HaTrumah Malas Halol. Chulin, which was treated like Kachin, acquires the standards of Kachin. Why? Because those five have a Drara, the Tumah D'Oraisa. Let's go down the list. Cheshash Tumah D'Oraisa. Kli B'Teich Kli, it's the first case. So although really it's the Rabbanon, because in reality, we do see water going through. We're concerned that perhaps it's going to be tight enough and present a barrier, a chatzitza barrier. So technically, it can get to a deraisa concern. Iika chatzitza tuma deraisa. If it's a real chatzitza, it's going to remain tuma min ha-Torah. So you have the deraisa association. See, it's not just a concern which was sort of contrived by the Rabbanon, introduced by the Rabbanon. Chacham are concerned about a chatzitza that really can affect their Raisa too. So typically you're not choytish that this is a chatzitza, but if it's a chatzitza, it can have an effect on their Raisa. That's called Drora, the Tumah D'Oraisa. Let's proceed. Acharayim v'toich. This non-differentiation between the various elements of a kli. Right, so you have a kli which has a toich, the inside. Acharayim. On its back, it has some sort of makam they can use. It has an indent as well, an inverted, like a holding area. So these different makaymas shimush are considered like one. We don't differentiate. Even if the kli became tummy through mashkin, which is the rabbanon, we're not machalik. We say the whole kli is tummy. Acharayim yotayich afagav the kelim shenitmu acharev mashkin the tumah the rabbani askin was speaking that it didn't touch a sheret, it touched liquids which are tummy. They can't be matami a kli, right? Wine which is tummy, oil which is tummy, can't be makabot matami a kli, because remember a kli can only become tummy from avatuma. These aren't avatumas; these are rishens. So why is this the roar of the tumah they rise? Miu says Rashi, Hod amar rabbanon mashkin matamin kli. Why is it that the chacham say mashkin can be matamin kli? Mishum gzera the mashkas of zavu. It might lead to the kli becoming tummy through the liquids emanating from a zava and a zava, which are avatuma, kagain roika, maybe raglav, all the liquids that come from the body of a zava zava. Vahani matama kli midaraisa. These can be matama kli midaraisa. Ubatuma deraisa, if it's really a tuma deraisa, ain't chiluk mikli shetef. There's no differentiation. There's no being machalik in a metal kli, let's say. Bein acharayim latoicha, between the back and the inside. Shabachol makam shatuma nagas boy nitma kulay. If it comes into contact with a real roik of a zav, the whole kli becomes tummy. So when the chacham apply tumah to a typical mashka and say that it can be tummy a kli, it's on account of the tumah of the rice, and therefore we equate them, we compare them, we don't differentiate, and we say that when it comes to kachim, at least we treat it as though it touched the roik of a zav, and even if it touched the outside, the whole thing becomes tummy. So once again, it's somewhat related. It can lead to tumah de rice. What's the next case? No, he says a medrash, nami. Well, that's pasha. He's holding a medrash azav on one hand and kachem on the other hand. Chashash tumah deraisi. Because the farshbi gemara masa shoya shenafla rutzos asandal avirchavis. Yeah, it's pasha. It can come into contact with the other item in his other hand. Next case is bigde ichle truma medrash the kodesh. The clothing of a fellow who is careful to eat truma but tahara is considered tummy relative to a person who's eating kachem. Why? Shema Yashval and Nishta Nida were concerned that perhaps Anida sat on it. That's a chash tumah deraisi. Because relative to the fellow who's eating kachem, the shmira of the eichel trum is considered worthless and ineffective. And therefore he has to treat it as though it became tumah deraisi. Kelim anigmar b'tahara, that was the next case. You produced a kli and you washed it, right? Because as soon as it gets done, it can become tummy. As soon as it's a gemar kli, he made sure nobody touched. Mishum tsinur dam arz, I'm concerned perhaps a customer walked by and he's a little saliva of this customer touched the kli. Shema zavu, maybe it was a zavu. So all these chumras aren't just contrived, aren't just concocted. They have some basis to that. They're based on not just some basis. It's based on a real deraisa. It's associated with deraisas. So this chumra is a higher level chumrah, and therefore the Gemara says it applies to kachim or to chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh, as opposed to the last five, which are lower level chumras, not really associated or related to tumah deraisas, and therefore only applies to true kachim. Continues the Gemara. So let's go back to that first halacha. Kli b'toich kli. What's wrong? Kuntur Rav Ila chatzitz. Says the Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom. Rava Amar, I'll give you another pshat. But the Sefer have a Mishnah Chatzitza. You see, once the Mishnah already discusses Chatzitza later, let's assume that the Reisha is love Mishnah Chatzitza. The first halacha, the Kli V'Kli, is unrelated to Chatzitza. So what then is the concern? Reisha, how many times? You know what the problem is? Gzeirah Shalayat Bil Machten V'Tzinoiris V'Klishem V'Pivish Kishayferis Hanoid. If you allow him to be tevil a kli inside the other, you know what could happen next time? He'll put it into a kli which has a very narrow mouth. He'll put machten with tzinoris, needles, and some sort of forks, little utensils. He'll put it into a kli she'ein b'piv k'shveferes hanoid, whose mouth is not wide enough like a shveferes hanoid. The noid is a leather pouch, and this shveferes is some sort of cylinder, some sort of straw, which was used to transport, to extract the liquid of this noid. And that was established as a shear. when connecting liquids. If you want a liquid inside a kli to be considered connected to the mikveh, you have to have a wide enough mouth. Shuveres hanoid. Apparently this is a din d'oraisa, the chumash m'sinai. By the way, that's what we do in today's mikveh. We fill our mikveh with plain water, tap water, but then there's a hole in the wall that has this width, the size of shuveres hanoid. You can learn sunnah means 2 fingers wide. And that connects the water inside the mikveh that we use to the rainwater pit situated alongside. And that makes that connection. It's considered like one body of water. So let's say it has a kli that has a wide mouth. That's okay. You can put anything in there and put it into the mikveh because it's all connected to the mikveh. But if it's a narrow opening, not wide enough to be considered shuferes hanoid, you know what happens? The water in the kli becomes ma'im shuvin, drawn water, like in a pail. It's out of the mikveh, disconnected from the mikveh. He puts his machat in there. He wasn't tevel, the machat of the mikveh. Because it's not, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah. Iruv mikvois, kishvei feres hanoid. You want to mix together mikvois. The hole between them has to be wide enough, like a shveres hanoid, ka'ivyo or ka'chalala. The thickness of the shveres hanoid and like the gap, like the space, meaning basically, the chalal is the empty space inside the straw, and the ovya is the width of the walls as well. So basically, it's the entire sheferis. How wide is that? Kishtei etzbois. Chayzus l'mekayman. About 2 finger widths, which can be rolled around from side to side, which is really a bit more than 2 finger widths, to give it that extra wiggle space. So that's how wide a sheferis hanoid is, and that's how much space you need between 2 mikvois to connect the 2. That's how wide the hole has to be. So according to Rabbah, that's the concern in the Reisha. You shouldn't be teva kli b'tei kli for kachim. Because although right now perhaps your kli is wide enough, and the water within it is considered connected to the mikvah, perhaps next time it's going to be a narrow kli, which will in effect disconnect the water of the kli from the mikvah. You have something in there to be teva. It wasn't in the mikvah. So according to Rava, this is not chatzitza related. It's a totally different concern. Therefore, according to him, we have 11 malas in the Mishnah. According to Rav Ilu, we only had 10 because 2 of the 11 were really chatzitza based. According to Rava, it has nothing with chatzitza. It's really 11. He had Aleph malas shanukan, and he splits them halfway down the line, 6 and 5 actually. Sheish Rishayin is the first 6. Which we learned are more severe, more chomer, they relate to Tumah Deraisa. So we applied Bein LaKodesh, whether to Kachim Mamish, or Bein LaChulin, Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. Whereas the 5 bottom ones in the Mishnah, the last 5 Achroinis, only applied LaKodesh, Avaloi LaChulin, Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. So bottom line of today's daf is, we have the Loch of Kelim B'tach Kelim. It only works for Truma, not for Kodesh. What's the reason? What's wrong with stacking a Kli? According to Rabbi Ila, because a chatzitza concern is generated, kvedes shakli chaitz, and in effect we only have 10 malos in the Mishnah because 2 of the 11 are chatzitza based. And according to Rava, chatzitza is only discussed later in the Sefer, but in the Reisha kli b'tei kli is because of this chashash. The next time it might be a narrow mouth, narrower than a sheferes hanoid, which will not allow for that connection. And you might put a machat or a tzinor inside that kli. And it's going to be disconnected from the mikvah and the tefillah won't work. Therefore, we disallow any type of tefillah which is kli b'teich kli. Okay, we'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. That's it for today. Hatzlacha Rav and all the best.